Welcome to Live from Studio One, a special on Jazz 88 where we invite Minnesota musicians in to play and talk about their musical adventures. I'm Emily Reese. Our guest this time is saxophonist Nelson Devereaux. Nelson is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but calls the Twin Cities his home. His eclectic music interests and talent playing multiple instruments has found him touring with artists like Harmar Superstar and Bon Iver, and led to collaborations with musicians like producer Big Cats. He has a new album out called Bad Water. We invited Nelson into Jazz 88's Studio One to play some tunes for us and to have a chat. He brought in a band with Joe Strahan on piano, Jake Baldwin on trumpet, Ted Olson on bass, and Miguel Hurtado on drums. I'd love to know a little bit about your musical background, and you can start that wherever you'd like.
Sure. Let's see. Condensed version. I started playing saxophone when I was like 7 or 8 years old, and it was my first instrument, so I learned music on saxophone.
Oh, interesting.
Which okay. I think is maybe, well, I don't know how uncommon that is, but usually the kids got like piano background
right.
and whatnot. So, and I started piano later on. Piano was kind of always around, and guitar was always around because my dad and actually grandparents, they're all musical in their own way. My grandparents actually made a cassette or like a run of cassettes as like a country duo.
Nice.
And then my dad played in rock bands for a long time. And so guitar was around and I could have picked that up, but when I did, but saxophone took. That was the one. And so just kept playing. I mean, that's really the short story of it. But you know, played through high school in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and then went to the U of M and studied with Eugene Rousseau, who is a really great, renowned classical saxophone instructor.
Mm-hmm. And, so was that your focus, was classical saxophone initially?
It actually wasn't. And,
okay.
It was really jazz. It was jazz. Listening to like Count Basie and Duke Ellington, my grandfather was really, really into that music. And would play it a lot. And that was maybe the impetus, was like hearing that and then wanting to replicate those sounds and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just having like sort of a musical ear
mm-hmm.
or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Where I knew early on that was something I wanted to pursue. So
sure.
Yeah. And then, but the U is cool. I mean, I had never been to Minneapolis and it was just a really great time when I came up here, and I had some friends going here as well. And Rousseau was nice. We did my audition was in German because I studied German, and he asked me, I think, if my last name was French, which it is, and did I speak French? And I said, no, but I do speak German. So we conducted the audition in German, and that was kind of random.
Wow.
But yeah, and then I was like, this guy's awesome.
You know,
I would love to study with him, and he taught me a lot. And I still remember little sayings, you know, that he would tell me in the
awesome.
Studio. Yeah.
Yeah, like what?
So, on n'arrive jamais, being French, and I probably butchered that, but one never arrives was a big mantra of his. And I think about that a lot.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I think for musicians, I mean, college is such an important time, really, in a lot of people's, you know, growth and development as whatever their path they choose is,
right?
But I mean, when you go to college as a freshman to study jazz and then 4 years later, however many years it takes you to get out, you're out. I mean, what are some of the things you can look to and say, that's how I changed? Or, I mean, there are probably a lot of things.
It's such a crazy time in a person's life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be that young, I mean, I just remember just moving away from my family was a huge thing because my family's really tight. We're really close. I made a lot of records with my brother, and we have a very strong bond. And so moving away just changes a person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to a new city, and you're just around a lot of different new people, and it's exciting. And
yeah.
So even just that, you know, as a reason to try, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then going and studying music very academically, and then seeing the juxtaposition of that between a new scene that you're in. And like, I met Mike Lewis very, very early on in my schooling, and I was like, that dude, I love that dude.
Yeah.
And since then, you know, we've become friends and actually toured together for a little while. And,
nice.
Yeah, so it's just like meeting all these cool people and people you want to hear and people you want to be like. And, you know, just it's great. But like, as for college, you know, it's a lot of work.
Yes.
And yeah, I did a music education degree there as well as performance. So I was really working.
Yes.
Really working. And it was a lot, I will say. I'll leave it there. But
yeah,
it was a lot.
Yeah, that is definitely a lot.
I'm glad I did it, though. I really am.
This track is called The Dive, written by Nelson Devereaux, performed by Nelson on tenor, Joe Strahan on piano, Jake Baldwin on trumpet, Ted Olson on bass, and Miguel Hurtado on drums.
Thank you.
That was The Dive by Nelson Devereaux, played by Nelson on tenor, Joe Strand on piano, Jake Baldwin on trumpet, Ted Olson on bass, and Miguel Hurtado on drums. You're listening to Live from Studio One on Jazz 88. I'm Emily Reese. Our guest is Nelson Devereaux, a Twin Cities saxophonist who has a new album out called Bad Water. The Milwaukee native studied at the U, graduated in 2012, and has been an active part of the music scene here ever since. So what are some of the things that you got exposed to musically? Like, if I think of certain artists I never would have explored on my own.
Yeah, I guess in terms of being exposed to different musicians in college, it kind of just took my interest, because I was very into, like, Eric Dolphy and, like, John Coltrane, and I still very much am, but, like, I was coming at it from a sort of an oblique angle, I guess, to enter a classical saxophone studio and love those guys.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit of a learning curve for me. It was, really it was, and there was, you know, I just met people that were really into Sun Ra and, you know, Ornette Coleman and stuff, the stuff that I had sort of seen in my periphery, but also wanted to dive into more. Joe, when I met Joe at the U, Joe Strand, he introduced me to Keith Jarrett, and that was, like, that was a really cool time, you know, starting to listen to, like, Bill Frisell and stuff. But my whole, like high school, pre-college stuff, I was listening to really, like, very in, well, kind of in jazz, you know, like Dexter Gordon and Sonny Rollins, and I used to watch Dishes at a pizzeria when I was 15, and I just remember listening to, like, anthologies of Sonny Rollins and just being able to sing those solos and just listening to that. But yeah, I mean, in terms of the jazz and, like, the instrumental music, that really pushed me out, I guess, further down the path that I was going.
This is Anytime by Nelson Devereaux. Nelson is on tenor, Joe Strand on piano, Jake Baldwin trumpet, Ted Olson bass, and Miguel Hurtado on drums. that track called Anytime, written by Nelson Devereaux. Nelson, the tenor sax player in that last tune, is our guest on Live from Studio One here on Jazz 88. I'm Emily Reese. Nelson is playing with pianist Joe Strand, Jake Baldwin on trumpet, Ted Olson bass, Miguel Hurtado on drums. So when did composition start interesting you?
Well, I guess sort of subconsciously early on. I mean, when I was in high school, I had an indie rock band or whatever where I played played guitar, you know, pretty poorly, and I still do that, but you know, I have my friends to back me up. But this was more of like a quartet kind of thing, and I would write songs kind of based on tunes I was hearing like on the radio or like on TV and stuff.
Sure.
And so that started then, and then when I got to I got to college, it was like, all right, I'm going to write it down on paper, you know, and learn how to compose that way. In college, you know, you're very busy doing other things, so it's hard to generate a lot of material that way, but but yeah, then just immediately out of college, just like, okay, yep, I have all this free time and I know what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to write music, and you know, and that sort of style, that attitude sort of culminated in that first record that I made. I think I released it in 2015 or something.
Okay.
Yeah. But, and then just seeing my brother in Milwaukee, just he's a prolific writer. I mean,
really?
he's 24 now. I think he has maybe like 25 records or something. Yeah. So it's like I was seeing him the whole time I was in college, like make music. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I want to do this too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm studying music and I'm not making this much music. It's like, so, yeah.
And you do have, obviously, I'm sure you don't just listen to jazz. That's such
a rare
thing.
Yeah.
So I would love to know some of your favorites. And
sure.
They can be jazz musicians or whatever you're listening to right now.
Yes.
Who excites you?
Oh, that's great. I love that question. Like all-time favorites would have to be John Coltrane, David Bowie, and Ryuichi Sakamoto, I guess, you know, the Beach Boys.
Nice.
I really like the Beach Boys. I love Pet Sounds. I love Smile, the Smile Sessions. But Pet Sounds is kind of like, that's like a really cool record to me. And a lot of other people enjoy it as well. But right now I'm listening to this. I have a 6-CD changer in my car.
Nice.
I don't have the hookup or anything. I wish I did, but it's kind of cool how it limits you.
Yes.
And so I have this Shigeru Suzuki record called Lagoon, and it is probably like 79 or something. I think it's 79, and it's just like one of the most fascinating records. It's like he's taking us on kind of like a tropical vacation. Like this weird, like it's sort of jazzy inspired, but it's also sort of got this like kind of Latin vibe, but it's made by a Japanese man in the 70s, and
wow.
it's just really cool. It's awesome. So I've been really into that record, and then listening to this YMO Yellow Magic Orchestra record, Technodelic. That's one of my favorites. So,
cool.
Yeah, so that's what I'm hearing now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you have a new album coming out.
I do, yeah.
Is it the Nelson Devereaux band? Is it just Nelson Devereaux? How's that going to work
I think it's just Nelson Devereaux on this one.
Cool.
Because as much as I would have liked to have everybody play on it, it was one of those kind of, it was sort of a bedroom record, you know.
Gotcha.
Like I made it, most of it was made at my house and like in my bedroom actually with, you know, my minimal setup, but my brother Max and I have kind of we mixed it and then I brought it to Jay McGlone and he worked his magic on it as well with me there too, because I like to, you know, like to see what's going on and learn, you know.
Sure.
It's been a big part of the process.
Yes.
But so I play most of the instruments on that record. Miguel is on that record though, Miguel Hurtado.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother plays, and another drummer from Milwaukee, Paul Westfall, as well as Mike Sodnik from Milwaukee plays guitar. But
cool.
Yeah, it's a cool record. It's really, it's very trippy. We were talking earlier, it's very psychedelic. But it's got basically all of my influences rolled into one. Or it's the closest I've gotten. And really, it's a concept record as well. So
okay.
It's called Bad Water. It's about It's about lots of nautical themes. Basically, I was inspired by free divers, actually.
Oh, interesting.
And sort of like, it was like the depths of winter, like last year, and I watched a documentary about free diving, and I was sort of like, why would people want to do this? It fascinates me. The ocean's always fascinated me. But why would people elect to have a weight to take them down to the bottom of the ocean? And then see if they can make it back up. It's just like, this is crazy. So that was the impetus.
Here, Nelson is playing a track called Viridian Rumination, written by his bass player, Ted Olson, on Live from Studio One here on Jazz 88.
Thank you.
That was Viridian Rumination by Ted Olson, the bass player in the group you just heard. That group is led by Nelson Devereaux, our guest here on Live from Studio One on Jazz 88. I'm Emily Reese. Nelson is a Twin Cities saxophonist with an album out, just out, called Bad Water. And Nelson is staying very busy. Nelson, what other projects are you working on right now? I know that you have the big cats, Cat Sax, right?
Yeah, Cat Sax will always be a band.
Awesome.
I have worked recently with Lydia Liza. She's a singer around here, and we just did a single, or I went in, I think I played like six different woodwinds on that.
Oh, wow.
Single, yeah. And so that just came out. And then, yeah, Spencer Big Cats keeps putting me on things that I don't realize that I've actually played on. So I'll see things pop out. Like we did a Nike commercial in, or he got placed in a Nike commercial in Japan and in also China as well.
Oh, wow.
So that was a recent thing. So Miguel and I were both on that via Cat Sax, via Spencer. So it's like, oh my gosh, let's watch this commercial. And I know Sean Harmar, Superstar, is working on new music, and so we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
And then I'm arranging Steely Dan songs for Mild High Club, which is a band out of LA.
Okay.
And I'm going to go play some shows with them in like a week out on the West Coast. So
nice.
That's what I'm up to. Yeah, it's busy time.
That's good though.
Yeah.
And I think it keeps, I mean, if you're not just working on your own thing all the time, you know, you get ideas from anywhere.
Oh, it's true. It's very true. Yeah.
So
I'm lucky for that. Very
cool.
Much so.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else do you want to talk about? I mean, again, you guys sounded amazing.
Oh,
it was such a pleasure to hear you play. It was really neat.
Yeah. Let's talk about the people in the band.
Yes,
real
definitely.
Quick. Just real quick.
Sure, please.
You know, we had a wonderful tune from Ted Olson, who's just been lighting up the town with his own playing.
Bass player.
Bass player. Yeah, over the last few years, and he's just, Ted and I are roommates, so
nice.
I hear him practice. His room is right under mine, so I just hear him practice all the time.
Cool.
And just like the super homies, Miguel Hurtado and Joe Stran and Jake. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we've known each other for a very long time now, and it's really cool to have that time pass and for us to be able to collaborate on new music together very, very quickly. And just kind of make stuff.
You know?
That's the most fun. For me, making music and making like records and putting stuff out is like the most fun thing.
Cool. Well, I can tell.
Yeah.
Thanks a million.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
One more track from Nelson Devereaux and his band. This is called Late Summer 18. You'll hear Nelson on tenor, Joe Stran on piano, Jake Baldwin on trumpet, Ted Olson on bass, drummer Miguel Hurtado. Thank you. That was Late Summer 18 by Nelson Devereaux, played by Nelson on tenor, Joe Strand on piano, Jake Baldwin the trumpeter, bassist Ted Olson, and drummer Miguel Hurtado. Nelson was our guest on Live from Studio One this week. You can learn more about Nelson on our website, jazz88.fm, and pick up a copy of his new record called Bad Water, out now. Thanks for listening to Live from Studio One. I'm Emily Reese. Our producer is Justice Sanchez. Live from Studio One is made possible in part by the Legacy Amendment Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.